Blog Talk Radio.
Another half-hour fact and fun-filled edition of one of the most authentic internet radio shows that you can find on your internet. It is TDR Radio with your host, 30-year underground hip-hop veteran, Faith the High Priest. And that's me, and what's good? Happy Sunday evening to you. Glad you could all make it once again. Hey, it's going to be another great show. Half-hour, little fun, little information, great guests. And, of course, the greatest promotional vehicle for myself that I could possibly think of, my own radio show. And I'm an artist, too. It's a win-win situation for me. Starting off the beginning of the show, that is the sounds of yours truly, believe it or not. Thief the High Priest doing another Kiss cover. That's a cover of a cover. That's me covering Ace Frehley's New York Groove, which was a cover from the group Hello. He covered the group Hello, so it's a cover of a cover. You're getting double the cover for just one song here. Kind of crazy, I already know. And yeah, you don't hear no rap on there. I go a little left field once in a while, man. You might be wondering, why are you doing this? You know, man, Kiss was my biggest influence, man. The album Rock and Roll Over was the first album I ever purchased when I was like 5 or 6 years old. I love the original lineup. I don't really mess with those replacements. It kind of turned into like a big kind of karaoke band to me, man. But, you know, I'm a big fan of the original lineup. That song is actually getting some pretty good, is being received pretty well on my Thief Deezy SoundCloud page. Been downloaded 22 times already, over like 100 plays. So looking kind of good, man. Appreciate the love. In other news, I want to thank everyone for pushing the show to over 4,000 listens, man. That just happened this weekend. I wish I had some little cheesy applause button I could hit here, man, because, hey, really, you guys deserve a big round of applause taking the time out of your busy schedule to tune in, check out some shows, and we're just going to keep having a lot of fun, man. Great artists, great guests, like a gentleman who has joined me this evening. Dallas Funk musician who is ranked number 5 for musicians in his region, for his genre, Jimmy Sly is on the line tonight. We did a song called All Funk, No Additives. You want to check that out on my Thief Dog SoundCloud page? Man, you're going to love it. It's just I thought it was a little bit reminiscent of the groove from Average White Band, Schoolboy Crush. So I kind of did a little play on that. So he's waiting very patiently on the line. Real quick here, I want to go into a little bit of music industry news. Oh, boy, Suge Knight seeks dismissal of murder charges. An attorney for Suge Knight filed a motion prior to Friday's pretrial hearing that the murder charges against the Death Row mogul be dismissed. Attorney Matt Fletcher said that because one of the two victims of the fatal hit-and-run incident January 29th, actor Clee Bone Sloan refused to identify Knight as a driver at a preliminary hearing in April. There's no evidence to support the case against Knight. There is nowhere in this transcript that Mr. Sloan ever identifies Marion Knight, the defendant, as a murderer, Fletcher wrote in his motion, the Associated Press reports. There is nowhere in the entire transcript that Mr. Sloan even identifies Marion Knight as a driver of the red truck in question, the red truck that hit the victims. In April, Sloan admitted that he was the aggressor in the incident that left his friend Terry Carter dead. However, despite suffering multiple serious injuries after being hit by Knight's SUV, Sloan testified that he refused to be a snitch and that his memory of the hit and run has become blurry. I will not be used to send Suge Knight to prison, Sloan said. However, prosecutors still had Sloan's original statements to police, as well as surveillance footage of the incident as evidence against Knight. If the judge overseeing the case denies Fletcher's call for dismissal, the trial is scheduled to begin July 7th. If convicted, Knight faces life in prison. You guys see this video at all? Did you see this video of that when Suge was like ran these people over? It was, you know, he had it, man. It was just crazy. He was just run over people like it was nothing. So kind of sad, actually, you know, in my personal opinion that, you know, man, Suge, you know, you can't be a gangster all your life. You got to grow up sometime. And all this crazy, you know, came into court with the glasses and the whole nine. And just, it's kind of sad, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's the fall of a music mogul. But, you know, you reap what you sow in this industry. And, you know, I guess that's all I have to say about that. Either way, we'll be watching this very closely to see what happens to Mr. Knight. Again, on the phone, calling in from Dallas, Texas. His name is Mr. Jimmy Sly, and let's see what's on his mind tonight. Jimmy, what is the business?
Hey, man, how's everything going out there in the real world, our international world? Baby. We are having fun.
It's real. It's real, man. You know, it's real live, and we are live. Live radio. How you loving
that's
man?
Beautiful. I am loving it. I'm glad that you had me on here tonight, man. It's you know, very honored that anyone is, you know, paying attention and taking a listen, you know, everything that I try to do. And, you know, and I just have fun with it, you know. It's music, and music is to be enjoyed. And man, I'm glad to be here.
Man, it's a pleasure to have you, sir. The pleasure is mine entirely. You got a lot of fun goodies in that bag for the listeners out there who may be unfamiliar with your musicianship and what exactly it is that you're doing out here. Please formally introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Jimmy Sly.
A little bit, man. Just really have to go all the way back in how I even got started in being me, Jimmy Sly. It was a guy named James Brown. I have to give him credit, man, for having that groove. And I remember as a kid, I would just listen to James. A little bit, I know I was listening to this guy named Boosie that was playing bass guitar, who ended up being in my favorite band, Parliament Funkadelic, and turning the mother out with them. You know, it was kind of like, you know, when they came along, God. You know, it's just a bam. And then, you know, it was a lot of years later, Stevie Wonder and Jimi Hendrix and Sly Stone, you know. So, you know, and really, really that's what built me. You know, those people are my influences. So, yeah. best way to put it like that, you know.
That's some pretty heavy grooving and pretty inspirational artists that you named there, man. You know, what is it exactly about their brand of music that made you want to decide to say, man, I'm going to put down my own style of music and, you know, show the world what I can do?
Well, you know, it's like, you know, who was that? Cool in the Game, can't get enough of that funky stuff. You know what I'm saying? So
I said,
I got to stop me.
I'll start pouring wine.
We understand. You know, and you know, that's what brought people together, and, you know, everything that was related to the funk, you know, is what brought, I mean, you know, you look at our society now, and we really want the funk, you know, so we need the funk because it brings people together. You know, and music, man, changes lives. You know, if people just pay attention, you know, you can be, you know, it's a lot. There's a reason for music being here. You know, there's a reason for us loving to be. So, you know, it's a long story. You know, I can go into history and, you know, my what if ands and buts and opinions to go in there, but, you know, everybody has a love for some type of music. And I feel that you can touch the world. I mean, people are doing it. And independent artists right now, it is our time to shine. I feel that you are doing a fantastic job, you know, and what you're doing with the style of rapping, with the coming with the realness and keeping it to where it's family friendly, you know, you still can, you know, jam it with your kids in the car if they little, you know, you can't, you know what I'm saying? So some people, you know, they have their other way of approaching it, and you can't knock them for it if that's what they want to do, but you know, you just go for it. Whoever does what they do it good, you know, and I'm going to say that you do your thing good, you know, and that's how I ended up hooking up with you because of what, you know, you have a great style, man. You have a great way of coming with the lyrics and keeping it real and, you know, you got all of the reminiscence, you got all the good things to go, that what the hip-hop is created for is to make people feel good, too. You know, it came from the funk. So, you know, it's a baby now. However, we had our, you know, different roads that we went down, you know, and listening to this music, you know, it's cool until we start killing one another. So, but, you know, we have to bring that back out of that. You know, take that out of our minds, you know, because all of us are needed. Everybody is needed in this world for something, you know. Look at what Stevie Wonder's mother would have done if she would have said, my baby is blind, I'm going to just give him away. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all of us
are needed. Loss of a great musician, that's for sure.
A true
gift to the world. And I just have to let you know that I'm extremely humbled by your complimentary statements, man. And as always, game recognized game. And, you know, man, I tip my hat to you for carrying that funk torch, man. You know, I have a saying that I say in a lot of the funkier jams that I do. I'm not a rapper. I'm the world's biggest funk fan. Excuse me. I'm a little jumbled tonight. Just live radio. We're going to have a couple flubs here, ladies and gentlemen. I am the world's biggest funk fan, man. You know, as I may say that, you know, Kiss was the first record, though. Kiss Rock and Roll Over was the first record I bought. That was followed very soon after that was Rick James' Come Get It, man. So, you know, it's a style of music that I've been into for a very long time, and I was into. To me, hip hop comes from funk. You know, hip hop came back alive basically when people started sampling James Brown very heavily, the funky drummer loop. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Clyde Stubblefield, Madison, Wisconsin native. You know what I'm saying? Kicking it, holding Wisconsin down. We got some funky mofos in Wisconsin. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted.
Right.
So, hey, man, you know, like I said, it was a pleasure to work with you. And, you know, I still got this second track that I'm going to be working on. Just been doing a lot of music, so taking a little break. But, you know, when I get to it, man, I'm going to knock that one out the park. Talking about knocking things out of the park, we got a song this evening that Jimmy Sly put together. This is actually a cover of a gentleman that we've been speaking of tonight. This is a cover of Stevie Wonder's Send One Your Love. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Sly, Thief the High Priest, TDR Radio. Do me a favor. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. KDR Radio. We're back. That's the sounds of Jimmy Fly with a Fly Stevie Wonder cover. Send One Your Love with a Dozen Roses. You know what I'm saying. Tuned into TDR Radio here with Thief to High Priest. Hey, I want to give a special shout-out to all of my family over at Facebook, man. You know what I'm saying? My very favorite social network. Really the only one I'm on. I mean, I'm on a lot of different social networks, but I'm basically only active over on Facebook. So make sure you add David Priest Bennett, just like how it sounds, with one T, B-E-N-N-E-T. That's my personal page, and please like my music page, Thief to High Priest, D-A, like District Attorney. Again, on the line from Dallas, Texas, Jimmy Sly. Man, that was a hell of a cover there, brother. I love it.
Thank you, man. Me and I just love Stevie Wonder, so you know. It's like one of the major people who could go every direction musically, you know, and just actually a great teacher and freaking everything, you know, from vocals to play, and he's blind. And so, you know, people don't take into account that, you know, this blind guy is doing all of this, you know, what should we be doing that we're seeing? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I have to just have thoughts, you know, what would it, if we all were blind and, you know, how would you function? You know what I'm saying? So, you have to, you know, he overlooked what he was going through. You know, he was living blind. So he said, forget that. I'm still going to do this and do that and play drums and play conga and play harmonica. And I'm blow. I'm singing. And what, you know, we know that Stevie won 3 Grammys. So I'm just saying all of that just to say this. We all can be something if we want to be somebody. I feel like being Jesse Jackson.
Man, preach, brother.
But
preach,
you know what I'm saying.
What
you know what I'm saying.
Saying.
You know, it's
and the hour.
And you know, we have some
half
tools. It's some great artists. I would say there are some very good artists that are out now. Kentertainment. I don't know. You know, on Facebook, man, that whole crew, and that's Detroit. Fantastic to see Detroit as low as they went. They still got this talent coming out of it, you know. And then, you know,
yes,
I hear a lot of great talent, you know, and I'm glad that I have the actual people around me that I do have around me, even through online, even though I'm in the most funkless city in America. I think Sir No, stay here, actually, Bobble. Somewhere, because
there
ain't no funk here.
Are you saying huh? Dallas is the capital of the devoid of funk central, brother?
Sir No's got to be more careful, man. Now, they say Fort Worth and Dallas is night and day difference. And, you know, I really, you know, I haven't been over there, but, you know.
I
mean,
well,
I you know,
say,
it's short far period
be
in
like,
between.
I was just going to say, you
I mean, there's
like
some good artists here, too.
You got to be like, you got to break on through to the other side. You got to open your...
Well, you know, or just move around.
There you go. It's all good.
You know, there's some other places, there's 7 billion people in the world. It's like, you're going to get stuck. You know what I'm saying? You ain't on crack.
Oh, that's, you know,
no,
what they say, man. They say man is not meant to stay in one place, man. You know, your man is meant to move around. So, you know,
right.
Especially with the gift of music that you have, you gotta
right.
spread the funk, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta funkify.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, it's just now, you know, I'm getting older and, you know, you get this renewed energy for life. And, you know, you say, you know, what you're going to be doing, you're just going to be doing for the rest of your life. And ain't nobody going to tell you that you're going to, you know, you're going to quit because you can't even tell yourself you're going to do that. I mean, that grows your happiness. You know what I'm saying? So you look at B.B. King. He was still touring, you know. By the way, you know, which was so cool, just to talk about, I just want to mention this, give a shout out to the Delta Blues area because my family is actually from that area. So, you know, that's where the music came from, you know, the blues first, which brought us out. You know, brought everything out. It went over to England and came back over here, and doors were open, you know, and funk was born, and Jimmy came out. You know what I'm saying? So we have to go, you know, I have to, huh?
No, I was just going to say you're definitely right, because it just kind of reminded me of something kind of like a little bit off topic, but still semi on topic, is that another one of my favorite bands, the Ohio Players, they started out kind of like more bluesy. They started, you know, they were the, when they were the Ohio Untouchables, man, some of that pre Westbound stuff, man, you know, it was really more of a, like a blues feel to it before they started doing, you know, the Funky Worm and you know, like I said, you know, Ecstasy and things. Like I said, once they hit that Westbound label, things got amped up on the funk side. But I know before that, man, they was, you know, that's very true statement that a lot of the funk was derived from the blues as well, man. So very, very good point you made there, my friend.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, I just look at it all. You have to, you know, absorb everything while you're here. You know, you're here on the planet for a reason. You better absorb it, enjoy it, and, you know, you just live. You know, you just – so I take music and I just, you know, absorb it. You know, you have to – you know, you just look at artists. You say, okay, this person, you know, I hear it's doing this. This is therapy of what they feel music should be. And so, you know, I mean, there's – I've heard terrible, but – the majority of the artists that I'm hearing now, being that we have this open door through internet, are very freaking good. You know, it's like some great people in all genres, you know, and I'm enjoying it very much so that now that, you know, it took all of this, you know, and we're basically taking over the music business, because sooner or later there's not going to be a music business, you know, as a whole. So. So it's just
I was just going to say that's what this forum has provided for us, man, and give us the, you know, given the ability like for a guy like myself to just you know, join a website and do a radio show out of my home and get 4,000 listens and have great people on and just share the joy, beauty, and love that is music, man. And that's, you know, we all have that common ground as musicians, and you know, it's. It's fantastic that we have that ability, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And you know, really, actually, we have to start to, you know, it's just basically being out there, getting the public to be ready that you're going to have more choices than you had with the record companies. And so to get them prepared, you know, is conditioning their minds to be the consumer instead of having to go to, you know, who they think is a star. I hate to say it like that, but you know what I'm saying. You know, because they can come out with any kind of music, and just because it's a name brand, it's like their people will take it. It's like Ahmet Ertegun said, McDonald's make a lot, sold billions of hamburgers, but just because they sold them don't mean they're the best. You see what I'm saying?
Right. It's all about branding, but sometimes branding can be misleading, man. So that's, again, wonderful that we have this opportunity. And, you know, we have our core of followers that are checking out what we're doing, man, whether it be your Reverb Nation, my Facebook, my SoundCloud, you know, either way, you know, if they like it a little, I'm loving it a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been tuned in to TDR Radio with my special guest, Jimmy Sly. We're going to be out of here tonight with one more track. It's called Go. You got any final words for the listeners tonight, Jimmy, before we get out of here?
Man, thank you very much, and let's support one another. That's the only way we're going to do it. Thank you.
Man, that's wise words being spoken, my friend. Again, appreciate you calling in. It's been a pleasure. And just, hey,
you're
man,
welcome,
you know,
man.
We have our, the listeners don't know, we have our own shows going on Personal Conversations, man. So we'll continue those off air, and we'll bring some of that, I'll bring some of that insight back to my people. And again, it's been such a pleasure. Appreciate everyone getting me to those 4,000 listens. Please join me next week. My special guest will be Virginia rapper/producer Jim Kwan. This is going to be a hot one. Out of here tonight with Go. In parting, as always, we wish you good night, God bless, and whatever you do, don't stop the music.